This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840.
A pet swan named Pooh.
Yeah.
Now, that's remarkable.
Get out of here.
Wait, a chicken has an earlobe?
The color of the earlobe?
Well, how else are they going to wear earrings?
That's why, you know, you never saw Dick Clark and Fidel Castro at the same time either. Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. I'm Tim Wildman, and hail, the gang's all here.
Yes.
Ed Battagliano, good morning to you.
Good morning to you. We have a new opening there.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. JJ Jasper is not traveling today.
Good to be here.
Well, you did travel from your office to the studio.
Right.
How'd that go?
With an entourage. I want to make sure people know. Got an entourage, bodyguard. You get to a certain level where.
Your people?
Yeah, my people. Got a hold of your people.
You know, that's how millionaires go broke. You know that, don't you?
With too many people?
Hanger-ons.
Yeah, hanger-oners. All right, Trivia Friday it is on American Family Radio, also known as.
Learning University.
Learning University is on the air. We're here every Friday from 10:05 to 11:30 Central Time on American Family Radio. And then what's our goal?
Well, Tim, I'm glad you asked that. Our goal is to make our listeners more smarter. Yes. Our students more betterer.
Yes.
I mean, I get
it's
a tear, too.
It's just that simple.
I get a tear, too. I tear up. It is not just a job. It's a calling.
It's an adventure.
We are advancing. In fact, I'd say we're advancing the whole human race. One question at a time.
I don't think that's an overstatement. I don't. I think you're right.
One of my questions a few weeks ago when you guys were out, it was that it's physically impossible for a person to lick their own elbow. Well, number one, I knew people immediately were going to try it.
Right.
And I still am getting emails. Somebody said, hey, I'm just sitting here trying to lick my elbow, listening to Learning University.
See, proof of what we just said.
Yeah.
If that doesn't advance the human race,
there you go.
What does?
Exactly.
I like thinking about our listeners in that way.
Well, I got to say, when I heard that you had asked that question, I tried to lick my elbow.
How close
I was sitting
did you
in
get?
My office. Not, I was. I'm embarrassed to say, on AFA time.
You hear that cheering right now? You hear that cheering? That's those triple jointed folks.
All right.
The rare exception.
All right, Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. It's Learning University is on the air. We're going to ask three questions each, are we? The professors here. I'm the dean of the school, and Ed and JJ are professors with tenure. And we're going to ask three questions each, and then we're going to pitch it over to you and let you ask questions of a question of us. Here's how it works. Come on, Tim, you can do it. Here's how it works. We ask three questions each, and then you call in and answer one of them, and you ask us a question as well. That's what we prefer, although you don't have to ask us a question. Now, the phone number, many of you already know it because you've already got online here, but the phone number to reach us here on Trivia Friday is 888-589-8840. 888-589-8840 is our phone number to call in and ask your question. Please don't call if you've gotten on the air with us in the last 4 weeks. If you've gotten on the air with us in the last 4 weeks, please do not call. We have a 4-week waiting period between calls. Also, you can watch the show if you want to at our Today's Issues Facebook page. Today's Issues, we got the Facebook Live going on.
We have some of that there live streaming.
Yeah, it's streaming, and it's live, and it's that there. And so go check it out here on AFR. Okay, we do have one question that we've selected here that if you call in and answer it correctly, you will hear this sound. Yes, a beloved cowbell will ring, which means you've won a travel mug. You've won an American Family Radio stainless steel travel mug that you can take anywhere with you, even if you're an astronaut. I think you can. Would it work out there?
It absolutely
does.
Yes.
Fill that sucker with Tang and just keep it right there.
And watch it float around.
Yeah.
All right.
In fact, each one of these mugs has already been up at the space station and signed by U.S. astronauts. So
Wow. And we should put these things on eBay. I think we should put them on eBay. All right. So let's go ahead, Ed, and you give us your three
questions.
All right.
Here are my three questions, which have heretofore gone unanswered.
Oh, wow.
Ed stole my thunder.
It may be a record.
First question. Of the American, Indian, and Alaskan natives, what city in the U.S. has the largest American Indian population? What city in the U.S. has the largest American Indian population? Question number two. Many Christians are familiar with the writings of author G.K. Chesterton. What does the G.K. stand for? And third question is a multiple choice. Relative to body size, what animal has the most powerful bite in history? Is it the Nile crocodile, the North American beaver, the great white shark, or the black piranha?
Wow.
What animal has the most powerful bite in history?
Good questions. Here's what I've got. Start off with the Bible question. Who came to visit and question Solomon after hearing of his fame and success? Old Testament Bible question. Who came to visit and question Solomon after hearing of his fame and success? Second question, multiple choice. How many countries are there worldwide in which people drive on the left-hand side of the road? Approximately A, 20, B, 30, or C, 50. How many countries do they drive on the left side of the road? 20, 30, or 50?
And I just would say this. I know in some small towns on Saturday night, right here in America, you know, left side, middle, right side.
Take your half out of the middle kind of drivers. And then third question, which Major League Baseball catcher was known for his unique position of catching while literally sitting on the ground? Which Major League catcher was known for catching while sitting on the ground?
All right, here are my three questions. Number one, what rock and roller started his career touring the southern U.S. as the Hillbilly Cat? He got his start.
That was his name?
Yeah, that was his name, his nickname. Come see the Hillbilly Cat in concert. Hmm. Who was that?
And also his wrestling name and his CB handle.
Yeah, it worked for everything. Number two, what is the fastest land animal in the world? What is the fastest land animal in the world?
Well, it's not me, I can tell you that.
It's not?
No.
Okay.
When I played softball, my friends now nicknamed me El Tortuga, which is Spanish for the tortoise. And that's in my young days.
Okay. A base hit into center field. Wait a minute. No, it's not. There's a center fielder throwing out Battagliano at first base. Okay, I got you. And number three, my final question. What candy did Mars and Murray develop so soldiers wouldn't get their trigger fingers sticky? True story.
You should have done that as a... Is that true?
True
or false?
There's a, what candy did Mars and Murray develop so soldiers wouldn't get their trigger fingers sticky? All right, to the phones.
To the phones we go. We go first to Louisiana, and Michael is on the line. Michael, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hello, how's everybody doing today?
We're doing great, brother. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
I think I'm going to do both.
All right, which question? Which question you want to answer?
The question about the fastest land animal.
Okay. All
right, here's the question for you there, brother Michael. What is the fastest land animal in the world?
Probably that'd be the cheetah.
The cheetah!
Yes!
The cheetah now.
Nicely done. Now, way to start us off, Michael.
Do you know how fast the top speed is for a cheetah?
I was thinking it was 70-something miles an hour.
You would be correct. It's 75 miles an hour, a cheetah. Yeah.
Wow.
A cheetah can run 75 miles an hour. So, cheetah versus Battagliano, you go cheetah.
75 miles an hour, that is 28 times faster than me.
Now, I'm sure the cheetah can only run a short distance.
Right.
That fast. But, yeah, they can
wow.
go. They can
wow.
go. Cheetahs. So, all right. Very good answer. Michael, how'd you know that? Did you ever race one?
I paid attention a little bit in school.
I guess cheetahs are only, I'm guessing they're only in Africa and maybe other parts of Asia, but they're not North America, are they?
Well, they are in North America because that commercial for Cheetos, I see that cat's on there all the time.
I think you got your cheetahs confused, Ed.
Is that not a cheetah?
No, we can talk about this later.
I think Africa's right.
But this reminds me of those guys who the cheetahs were coming after them across the African plains. They saw them heading their way, and the guy started lacing up his tennis shoes. He said, "Man, you're crazy. We're never going to be able to outrun these cheetahs." He said, "I don't have to outrun them. I just have to outrun you."
All right, Michael, you got a question for us?
Yes, sir. The Delta Airlines,
uh-huh.
It started as a crop dusting in Monroe, Louisiana. Is that true or false?
That's absolutely true.
I'm going with JJ.
JJ's the resident aviator here. You know the story behind that?
Yes, sir. It's there in the Delta where he said it was an ag service. They were crop dusting, and then it turned into Delta Airlines.
And I think there's about as much room to sit down on a modern Delta plane as in one of those crop dusters. So,
is that correct, Michael?
That's correct.
Wow. All
right. Thank
JJ.
You, brother.
Yes, sir.
Yes, JJ Jasper. Thank you, Michael.
Appreciate it, brother.
You know, that's interesting because then they moved to, I guess, Atlanta and became a regional airline.
Right.
Delta became a regional airline for just the southeastern part of the United States, and then now they're
worldwide.
Delta may be the largest airline in the world. We have to check on that. That'd be a good trivia question, wouldn't it?
And I do want to say I'm not opposed. I like Delta. They have just as much room as everybody else.
You're at 6'2", a little over 200 pounds. You object to any airline?
I don't like it. None of them have enough.
You're an
room.
Equal opportunity.
Criticizer.
You know, you're offended by all of them, by the knee space, right?
And if they ever tried to drag me off the plane like that happened to that guy,
good luck with that.
They'd need more than two guys.
Good luck with that one.
We need some help.
All right, Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Let's get back to the phones.
All right, we go to Iowa. Jonathan is on the line. Jonathan, welcome to the program.
Hello.
Hey Jonathan. Welcome to the program. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'm going to do both.
All right, which question you want to answer?
Mm-hmm. I'm going to answer the other very easy one, and I'm going with King Solomon.
Okay, Jonathan, before I read that question, early this morning on my radio show, we were talking about putting out a garden. I had a caller from northern Iowa who said that it snowed 2 weeks ago.
Wow.
So you guys still have some chilly weather. Yeah.
I would not be at all surprised, but I live probably about an hour and a half south of where that would have hit.
Okay. Well, here's the question that you're ready for. Old Testament question. Who came to visit and question Solomon after hearing of his fame and success?
That would be the Queen of Sheba.
Yes.
Yes.
You're exactly right. Where is Sheba?
It's around in the Ethiopia, just north of Ethiopia, I think.
Between Ethiopia and Egypt?
I think that's where Sheba is.
Do you know, Jonathan, you don't know where Sheba is?
I've heard a couple of different places. I've heard that it was in there by Ethiopia, and I've heard that it was over there in Arabia.
Okay.
So it's a mystery. We really don't know. Do you know how late in the year it would have snowed in Sheba, Jonathan?
Depending on where it was and its elevation, it might very well have been never.
Okay,
Hey, Jonathan and you guys, I like the story. I don't have it in front of me, but, you know, they talked about how wise Solomon was in every regard and all of his riches. And when she came and after, she said, "I have to see this for myself." And I think this is a rough paraphrase. She said, "Okay, I'd heard of all this, and it's way more than I ever, you know, more than I even heard. It surpassed how all these things you have and how wise you are." So she was really impressed with the wisdom God gave her.
When you guys were growing up, did you ever have anyone use the expression, "Who do you think you are, the Queen of Sheba?"
Yes.
Was that? Did you guys ever?
Yes. I never heard that. Never heard.
Who do you think you are? The Queen of Sheba? And I don't know what it was supposed
nobody
to mean.
Nobody knew what
it
meant.
Yeah.
You know,
and that's so that's Kentucky and New England. Yeah, I used to hear that growing up.
Yeah, it didn't make it south of there.
Yeah.
Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Are we done with the...
Jonathan, you have a question for us?
Yes, I do.
Okay, go ahead.
There was a famous general in approximately 1863, I believe. He died on May the 10th. Who was he?
What now? Repeat the question again.
A famous general died in 1863 on May the 10th. Mm-hmm. Who was he?
I don't know. I'm gonna guess. What was that general that was Robert E. Lee's top guy, top assistant, Forrest? No, not Forrest Bedford. What was the guy? Remember, he said Robert E. Lee says so and so's lost his left arm, but I've lost my right, something like that. I don't know. What's the answer, Jonathan?
Yeah, Jonathan,
we don't know.
You got
what's
us.
The answer?
We're stumped.
That would be...
Stonewall Jackson.
Thomas Jonathan or Stonewall Jackson.
Stonewall Jackson.
Oh, you got
Robert
it.
E.
Yeah.
Right hand.
Yeah. Oh, wow. You got right
excellent.
Under the wire.
What did Robert E. Lee say about him?
Said he had that to tell Jackson that he had lost his left arm, but Robert E. Lee had lost his right.
Right.
Wow.
Talking
about, he was shot. Was he shot by by a picket?
Stonewall Jackson. I don't.
Shot
I
by one of his own men? Was that Stonewall Jackson?
I can't remember that. Somebody will know the answer to that. But anyway, Jonathan, thanks for calling, my friend.
Thank you.
Stonewall Jackson, a general in the Confederate Army under Robert E. Lee. You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Let's repeat our questions that have gone unanswered. Go ahead, Ed.
All right. Of the American Indian and Alaska Natives, what city in the U.S. has the largest American Indian population? Question number two. Many Christians are familiar with the writings of author G.K. Chesterton.
Yes, we are.
What does the G.K. stand for?
Okay.
And then multiple choice question. Relative to body size, what animal has the most powerful bite in history? Is it the Nile crocodile, the North American beaver, the great white shark, or the black piranha? That's what I've got.
Okay.
Starting out with the multiple choice, how many countries are there worldwide in which people drive on the left-hand side of the road? Approximately 20, 30, or 50? Second question, which Major League Baseball catcher was known for his unique position of catching while literally sitting on the ground?
I remember him. You're talking 70s and, well, you're basically talking 80s.
Right there, 80s. Right. That's about right.
Yeah.
And then third question, I'll add a new one. What is the world's longest dog sled race called? What is the world's longest dog sled race called?
Good.
All right. Here are my three questions. Number one, what rock and roller started his career touring the southern United States known as the Hillbilly Cat? He was known as the Hillbilly Cat. Hey, let's go see the Hillbilly Cat in concert. Who would they have been talking about? That's my question.
Breaker, breaker, wall to wall, treetop, tall, keep the shiny side up and the rusty side down. This is the Hillbilly Cat. Come on, good buddy.
The Hillbilly Cat.
There are some young people who have absolutely no idea what a CB
cat
radio
is. All right, a CB radio. All right, I remember that era. We had a CB in our car, and my dad was known. My dad was a Methodist preacher, and he was known as the Tim. Come on, man. He was known as the circuit rider.
Circuit rider.
Yeah, that was
Methodist. That circuit rider preachers.
That was his handle on the CB, the circuit rider, because that's what Methodist preachers did.
That's while you guys were in the car. When he was by himself, he was the Hillbilly Cat.
Come on back.
Oh man, Hillbilly Cat. All right, number two, my question is, this is a new one. No, this I had this one earlier. What candy was developed, so that soldiers wouldn't get their trigger fingers sticky? It's very popular, well-known candy. Number three, a new one. Ed, you're a fan of the Batman series, right?
I am.
Okay, what role did Cesar Romero... Phil in 19 TV episodes of Batman. What was his? You would know that if you're a Batman fan.
While you're thinking, I'll just hum for you. Just kind of help jog your memory.
All right.
To the Batmobile.
We go.
Don't get me excited.
That was fun to watch as a kid.
Oh yeah,
yeah. The Batman TV series.
Oh yeah. It was a little bit campy, you know, a little funny and
yeah. Pow, bang. All right.
Holy pizza, Batman. It was Robin.
Robin was, they shouldn't have put him in that outfit.
No, you couldn't get away with it today.
Batman was okay. Well, you could today. You'd be popular with that crowd.
And his name could still be Robin, oddly enough.
Duly noted and androgynous. All right, back to the phones, Ed.
All right, we go to Mississippi, and Luke is on the line. Luke, welcome to the program.
Hello.
Hey, Luke.
You don't sound like you want to be here, Luke. I'll just be honest with you.
Luke, you wanna ask or answer or do both?
I would like to do both.
Okay. All right. What question you want to try to answer, Luke?
The one about the highest bite force.
All right, here's the question. Relative to body size, what animal has the most powerful bite in history? Is it the Nile crocodile, the North American beaver, the great white shark, or the black piranha?
The crocodile.
The Nile crocodile is not correct. Now, Nile crocodile has the most powerful bite in the world, but this is relative to body size. So, good guess, excellent guess, but incorrect.
The Nile Crocodile?
The Nile Crocodile.
That would have been a great name for a bluegrass band.
Yes, it would.
The Nile Crocodiles?
Yeah, you could.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the stage. The Nile Crocodiles.
Opening for Hillbilly Cat.
It's opening for Bill Monroe.
All right, Luke, what's your question for us?
What is the name of the creator of Super Mario Brothers?
What's the name of the creator of Super Mario Brothers? That was Bernie Madoff, wasn't it?
Bernie Madoff.
He had that Ponzi thing, but then Ponzi. This. He also had the...
Had that on the side.
He had this on
the
side.
He needed the moonlight.
Listen, Luke, I think you got us. I don't think we're going to come up with anything better than Bernie Madoff. What's the answer?
Shigeru Miyamoto.
Shigeru Miyamoto?
I thought that was the guy that fought King Kong. I thought that was the lizard that fought King Kong. They're right outside the Empire State Building.
Hey, Luke.
I think you got your big movie animals from the 40s mixed up there, Jay.
Hey, you got your King Kong, you got
King
your Godzilla,
Kong.
And you got
the
your...
King Kong, didn't he take on Howdy Doody? wasn't that a big matchup there in the early 50s?
Huh? King Kong
versus...
Kind
of like Ollie and Frazier?
Yeah.
King Kong versus Howdy Doody.
Howdy Doody. All right, Luke, thank you. Appreciate it.
Hey, can I tell you something funny? I think we just set a record. Okay. I think Luke was the first guy who was ever forced to call Trivia Friday as a form of community service. I mean, he's in trouble and say, young man, you go sit in the corner, you're grounded, or you call Learning University right now. You take your pick. This is your punishment.
I don't think I've ever heard someone sigh when they got a sigh.
Yeah. Well, all right. Hey, everybody's got their own kind of personality.
Their own style.
All right,
Luke's got style.
Hey,
Luke
called. He waited on the line, and he got through. And Luke,
That's right.
We thank you.
We're not laughing at you. We're laughing with you, Luke.
All right. Trivia Friday. As some people say, American Family Radio. We're going to be back in 3 or 4 minutes here with more of today's issues. Trivia Friday. We'll see you back here then.
Next time on Today's Issues, Jeremy Wiggins will be here with obscure news and other topics.
Having lots of friends who've worked fast food, they're clearing it from the screen so that it doesn't go against their window time, and they're relying now on memory to get your order right.
I have a number of pet peeves, but here's my big one.
a garbled speaker.
Don't miss the next Today's Issues.
I don't know what you're saying.
Weekday mornings at 11 Eastern, 10 Central on American Family Radio.
A boat ride on the Sea of Galilee. Hello, everyone. I'm Tim Wildman with American Family Association and American Family Radio. That is a highlight of our tour of the Holy Land when we go on the boat ride on the Sea of Galilee. A special time to be on the very water where Jesus walked, where he spent time with his disciples. And you know, in fact, you're the place where Jesus was. So many sights we're going to see in the Holy Land that are just like that. We know Jesus was here. The trip is in March, March 8th through the 16th. And we'd love for you to come with us. So many places we're going to see, you've read about since you were a child. For more information, go to the website twholyland.com. That's twholyland.com. If you want a brochure sent to you in the mail, just call us at 800-FAMILIES, F-A-M-I-L-I-E-S, extension 5.
Hello, Americans. I'm Todd Starnes with this Fox News and commentary next. Liberty University's in the business of training champions for Christ, the largest Christian university in the world, offering more than 500 programs of study, along with an online degree program designed for thousands of active duty and military veterans. Beyond the classroom, students meet together weekly for worship and to hear from some of the nation's leading experts in the arts, politics, and business. Liberty University, committed to academic excellence with a Christian worldview. Barbecue lovers from around the nation are congregating in Memphis, Tennessee for the World Barbecue Cooking Championship. It's the most prestigious pork competition known to mankind. Teams from 25 states will be competing in whole hog, shoulder, and rib. There are also sporting events from barbecue sauce wrestling to the Big Hog Run Road Race. It's a 0.2K race, basically about 20 steps, which is just about enough for barbecue lovers. If you haven't had Memphis barbecue, well, there's a pretty good chance you're not right with the Lord. Yes, sir. I truly believe God saw fit to bless America because we know how to smoke a pork butt. Finally, I am honored to be delivering the commencement address on Saturday at Lanier Christian Academy in Gainesville, Georgia. I promise to keep my remarks patriotic and pithy. That's this week at the Fox News Corner of the World. Have a great Friday, everybody, and be sure to go to church this weekend. I'm Todd Starnes.
To the Batmobile. Let's go.
Atomic batteries to power. Turbines to speed.
Roger. Ready to move out.
Are they going to say Batman?
That is not the actual that's not the actual open. That's a cover.
That's
somebody,
pretty cool. Though.
It's good though. It's cool music.
It's kind of like the real one. No. It sounded like it.
Yeah, it's not. That's not.
See, well, who failed there? Huh? Maybe who failed in finding the original?
It would have to be Brent Creeley.
Brent, our producer over
here? Yes. Yeah,
the board operator
failed. And when it comes to Batman, that's an epic fail.
Well, I tell you what, Brent, see if you can find the one and redeem yourself.
No, I tell you what, you're just going to have to call in on Today's Issue next week.
You're going to have supper.
That's your punishment.
Right, you're going to be punished, my friend. All right, Trivia Friday on American Family Radio, also known as
Learning University. Whatever.
Learning University.
All right, I hope Luke has a good sense of humor.
I think we've milked this. All right, so we're going to repeat our questions that are heretofore.
There it is.
Yes, Ed said heretofore about 20 minutes ago, but I'm repeating heretofore. Again, have gone unanswered. We're going to give you the questions that have gone unanswered. Then we're going to pitch to you. I mean, they're going to ask you to call in and ask us a question and answer one of ours. You can send us an email if you want to at comments@afr.net, comments@afr.net. Our Facebook page is live streaming the show, Facebook for Today's Issues. Our phone number is 888-589-8840, 888-589-8840. Yes, it is hard to get on the air with us during this show. I'm not going to lie to you because so many people listen and want to get in. But keep trying and maybe it'll be your destiny. I just wanted to say destiny. I just sound That sounds so.
This time of year.
Yeah, it sounds
yeah,
so.
You're standing on the threshold.
Yes,
oh,
possibly.
My goodness. Getting in.
JJ, you got it.
You
you're
got
inspiring.
Your back
destiny
against the
threshold.
Wall. Yeah.
Yeah, your backs are against the wall. You're going to give 110%. Why? Because you can reach for the stars. That's why.
You
go
have
ahead.
An opportunity to expand your horizons.
Right, right.
Congratulations to the class of
2017. I would just say your potential is untapped.
It is your destiny.
Well, except for you, Johnson. Your potential has been tapped. We don't expect a whole lot from you, except try to stay out of jail. Next up. Who's next up? Go ahead.
Okay. Except for you, Johnson. We knew it the moment you walked in the building.
We just want to get rid of you.
You had peaked. You had peaked, son.
Who are we kidding, Johnson? Who are we kidding?
It's all downhill from here.
Just try to stay off the government dole and stay out of jail. That's all we expected you. But anyway, here's your diploma.
Oh, my goodness.
Go ahead.
All right, here are my questions. John, except for you, Johnson. I'm going to remember that all weekend. And you know, the thing is, I'm actually doing the commencement address for Abundant Life
are
Schools.
You really?
Abundant Sunday. Abundant Life Schools in Sherwood, Arkansas.
Okay.
And, you know, on behalf of American Family Radio. And so it's going to be very hard not to,
somebody's
be,
named Johnson.
Not to be standing up there looking and say, which one's Johnson? I know there's one of you. One of you just ain't going to make a thing of yourself. So,
oh,
anyway.
Me.
All
oh,
right,
me.
Here we go.
Okay. Get back to reaching for the stars.
Yes. That's right. You can do all things.
Okay.
All right. Of the American, Indian, and Alaska Natives, what city in the U.S. has the largest American Indian population? Second question. Many Christians are familiar with the writings of author G.K. Chesterton. What does the G.K. stand for? Folks, just look it up. It's mm-hmm. in right there mm-hmm. in the
okay.
on that there internet. All right. And final question. Multiple choice. Relative to body size, what animal has the most powerful bite in history? Nile crocodile, that has already been answered. That is incorrect. That leaves North American beaver, great white shark, or black piranha.
You know, I'm kind of thinking any of those would hurt.
Oh, I'm sure.
Any of
yeah.
the three, you would probably feel it.
Yep.
Don't you think so?
Oh, yeah.
If any of the three bit you, though, you're saying if you were bitten by all three, which one would you scream loudest?
Not necessarily. This is relative to body size.
By
they
body
actually
size.
Measured the PSI for the bite.
Okay, what were the three options?
Well, we got three left. North American beaver,
okay,
great white shark.
Let's go one at a time just quickly.
Okay.
A North American beaver, I'm screaming yeah. if it bites
oh, sure.
me.
Oh, sure. Yeah,
yeah, okay. So you're saying I'm just standing out the one that we're not going to scream on. Go ahead, number two.
Well, I think you're going to scream on all these.
You just
great
said we,
white
not,
shark.
You said not necessarily. But go ahead. Great white shark. Yeah, I'm going to. Yeah.
Did I say not necessarily?
You said not necessarily.
So oh, okay.
Great white shark. Yeah.
And then black
yeah.
piranha.
Black piranha. I don't know. I've never seen one, but I can only, just the word piranha.
You can scream a little bit before you pass out.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
you'll hear
so I think all
a
three
muffled
of those,
scream before you go into unconsciousness.
I think
yes.
all three of those, yeah, you're going to hear a loud noise coming from me.
Yeah.
But, okay. All right.
Here's the deal. My cousin Homer was grabbing catfish. He's out there in the pond, and he got down there under the water grabbing a catfish, and a snapping turtle got a hold of him. Why the snapping turtle ain't on that list is beyond me. When them things get a hold of you, they do not let go until there's a full moon. There's a long stretch between a crescent moon and a full moon. And my cousin is in a, he walks with a limp to this day because of that snapping turtle.
This is your cousin Homer?
Homer.
Wasn't Johnson?
That's my name is Earl.
I'm telling you, the snapping turtle, everybody had told, hey,
yeah.
be careful. That may not be a box turtle. That may be a snapping turtle. And I've never been.
And what else went along with that when they told you about the snapping turtle?
They said it wouldn't turn loose till,
until when?
Till if there was a full moon.
I always heard till it thundered.
Maybe that's what it
oh,
was.
Oh, till it thundered?
Till it thunders.
Yeah.
So I tried to test it out. I decided, you
wait
know,
for a storm coming
I,
up.
I didn't believe them, so
yeah.
I wanted to see if that worked.
Right.
They say a snapping turtle can bite your finger off.
That's what I know.
They
yeah,
say
that's what I'm
snap
saying.
Snap a branch.
I stay away from them.
Yeah, so you don't even yeah. have to wait till it thunders.
Right.
It's gone.
Right.
It's gone.
It's let go.
All right. Did you ask yours already?
No, I did not. Here's
go
what
ahead.
I got. Were you okay. finished, Ed?
I'm done.
Here's what I've got. How many countries in the world in which people drive on the left-hand side of the road? This is multiple choice. Is it approximately 20, 30, or 50 countries where they drive on the left-hand side of the road? Second, which major league catcher was famous for his unique position of catching, not while squatting, but literally sitting on the ground? And then third question, what is the world's longest dog sled race called? That one in Alaska that's popular that they have every year.
All right, here are my three questions. What rock and roller started his career touring the southern U.S. and he was known as the Hillbilly Cat? Who started out known as the Hillbilly Cat, became famous as a rock and roll singer?
Instead of throwing out T-shirts at the concerts, they threw out bottles of Mountain Dew. Because it had, which I'm talking, you talking about trial lawyers making a lot of money in the South during that little circa, whatever it was there.
I thought you were going to say threw out cats.
No, no, you know, they had the original bottles had for you baby boomers that had a picture of a hillbilly.
Yeah, I remember
on the bottle
that.
Of Mountain Dew.
Yahoo, Mountain Dew.
What role did Cesar Romero play in 19 TV episodes of Batman? What role did the famous actor Cesar Romero play? And number three, what candy was developed, very popular household name, you would know this, was developed so soldiers wouldn't get their trigger fingers sticky? What was the candy that was invented or created for that, with that in mind? You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. We also call this
Learning University.
Learning University is on the air, and we're here for the next 45, 50 minutes or so, trying to make you, as Ed says, a more betterer, more smarterer person, and changing the world one question at a time. Other than that, we're not accomplishing a whole lot, to be honest with you. I mean, let's not kid ourselves here. Back to the phones.
We go to Indiana, and Dave is on the line. Dave, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Breaker, you got Trucker Dave here. Come on.
Hey, good buddy. You made it through.
Oh, man.
Come on back.
Come on.
To that hillbilly cat.
This is Circuit Rider.
What was that? What was
it? Long time no call.
Oh, Dave, good to hear from you. Hey,
been a long time, brothers.
What was that? Hey, Dave, what was the name of that famous song from the 70s that was about
The Cannonball? The Cannonball movie?
No,
and had that.
Well, it was about Breaker
Disco
One
Duck?
Nine.
Oh, wrong. Okay.
Convoy.
That's right. We got a convoy.
You rubber ducks. Come on.
Yes,
yeah, I knew there was a duck in there somewhere.
Rubber duckies, yeah. And he got the guy's name was McCall, I think, that did that. I think it's one hit wonder. Right there, but
C.W.
anyway.
C.W. McCall. No, he had more than one hit, brothers, because you got to tune in and catch C.W. McCall's version of Aurora Borealis. That's the flip side of the convoy.
Wow, Dave.
Really? Wow. Man, hey, you could ask us. That would have been a good trivia question to ask us. What was on the B-side
of
that record?
Well, Dave, you want to ask, answer, or both?
Oh, man, I want to do both.
Okay. Dave, you know, Dave's the antithesis of our earlier caller. Hey, Dave really wants to be on the show.
That's it. Enthusiasm.
Yes, he's excited to be here. Dave, go ahead. Which one you want to answer?
Well, I'd like to reveal the true identity of the hillbilly cat. Come on.
Okay.
I'm thinking we're talking about Elvis Presley.
You would be correct. You would be correct.
Wow.
Is that right? You know what? I didn't know. I think I know a lot about the life and career of Elvis Presley. I never knew this. He was known originally as when he was just touring regionally before he became a national star on the Ed Sullivan Show. He was known as the Hillbilly Cat, Elvis Presley.
I did not know that.
I didn't either.
How did you know that, Dave?
Well, I think Todd Starnes gave it away when he was talking about the big barbecue festival in Memphis, Tennessee.
Oh, so today
he was doing
that?
Yeah,
he was.
Oh, okay.
He was, but the Hillbilly Cat was Elvis's nickname. I guess they dropped that, you know, when they wanted to go national. Hey, by the way, did you know?
I don't know when they dropped it. But I just want to say one thing for the Hillbilly Cat.
I know what he's going to say.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I knew he was going to say that. Hey, a little interesting known fact about Elvis Presley. You know, as famous as he was around the world, I believe I'm correct to say he only did like one concert outside the continental United States. No, I take that back. Not the continental.
That's amazing.
He did Hawaii. But
he did Hawaii.
I think he did.
Europe.
No, I think he did just Toronto. Never went to Japan either. Really? No. Because I think the reason was Colonel Parker, his manager, was not a U.S. citizen, and he thought that he might be denied reentry should he leave the U.S.
Oh. You are right.
Am I right about that, Dave?
Wow.
I'm pretty sure you're
Where's Colonel Parker from?
He may have been from Canada.
Okay.
I'm not sure about that.
Yeah.
But I do know
that's interesting.
You know, you think about a guy, worldwide celebrity, Elvis Presley, you would think, well, he probably toured the world.
Yeah.
Now, he never left the U.S. except for Canada one or two times. Yeah. Anyway, Dave, go ahead, brother.
Just think of how popular he might have been if he had toured the world.
It's amazing how popular he is here 40 years after his passing, huh?
Yeah, it's amazing. Amazing.
So I'm looking for my next load. I'm looking for a load down to Graceland in August so I can go down there and do my little bit for Elvis. I get him on the CD here when I can't get AFR, but I'm punching the buttons, and I got AFR today here in Indiana. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Good. Hey, Dave, do you have a question for us?
Yes, I do, sir. I'm going to try to stump all three y'all.
Okay.
This is the way the question goes, because these three folks were kind of boyhood idols of mine, which I know we're not supposed to idolize things like that. I didn't know it at the time, but
we know how you mean that. You don't mean you're bowed down in front of a graven image. You mean you admired these guys. Go ahead.
I did admire them, and when you're looking back at it, I must have had my head somewhere else, because at that time, the way they were living, they shouldn't have probably been admired. But this gets to the crux of the question. What do Evel Knievel, Mickey Mantle, and Steve McQueen all have in common?
Well, we know McQueen and Evel Knievel rode motorcycles. True. Don't answer.
We're talking among ourselves here. Who was the third one?
Well, they all
Evel Knievel.
Were they all from Oklahoma?
Did they all die of cancer?
The third one is Mickey Mantle.
Mickey Mantle.
He was from Oklahoma. McQueen was born in Indiana, and Evel Knievel was born in Montana.
Well,
I'll that part out.
Here's the deal. This ain't really the answer to your question, but if I can, Your Honor, if I could have a sidebar, the Evel Knievel had a brother that a lot of people didn't know about, Awful Knoffel. Now, Evel is the one that got popular for saying, I believe I could jump a motorcycle across the Grand Canyon or over 20 or 30 buses. Awful Knoffel. Him and the Johnson boy, they were in the yearbook. You can look it up to verify it, for the most likely not to succeed. And they really did not mount to a hill of beans. Evel Knievel, he was as famous almost as Elvis if he'd have turned overseas. Awful Knoffel, he did two things, Jack and Squat.
Oh, my goodness.
Dave, answer the question. We don't know. We don't know the answer.
Go ahead.
You don't know the answer? I thought that was an explanation.
It was a good try.
That was a sidebar.
What you call stalling.
That was a sidebar, Dave.
Yeah.
A little detour.
I'm trying to drive a big truck out here,
gentlemen.
Oh, boy.
What's the answer?
Hey, what's the answer?
Okay. Because we have time as a factor and the clock is against us, the answer is that Evel Knievel, Mickey Mantle, and Steve McQueen, after living hard lives and partying like there was no tomorrow, just before they went on to meet their maker, they all gave themselves to the Lord. They found Christ in their last few weeks of their lives.
Wow.
I didn't know that about Evel Knievel, but I've heard that about Mickey Mantle and
Steve McQueen.
Terrific. Wow.
All right, Dave. Thanks so much, buddy.
Appreciate it.
Great way to close with your part with that kind of question. Are you listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio? Let's ask our questions that have heretofore gone unanswered for the final time this half hour. Go ahead, Professor Ed.
All righty. Of the American Indian and Alaska Natives, what city in the U.S. has the largest American Indian population? Second question. Many Christians are familiar with the writings of author G.K. Chesterton, What does the GK stand for? And then a multiple choice relative to body size. What animal has the most powerful bite in history? We're down to three choices remaining. The North American beaver, the great white shark, or the black piranha?
That'd be a great reality TV show, by the way.
Having those fight each other?
Have different animals bite people. You know, and show it. And
which
see,
one?
See who screams
on
the loudest.
On a scale of 1 to 10.
Right. What is the, what, who screams, you know, yeah. What animal makes you, yeah.
I you know, they that. Got that Schofield scale for how hot peppers are.
Yeah.
They need to have a scream scale.
Yes.
Somebody needs to come up with a name for it. Yep. Then have those things grab a hold of somebody.
I tell you what. I tell you what.
Clamp down on them.
Did you say per body mass?
No, this is per body size, relative to body
I
size.
I tell you, that fire ant put up a pretty good fight right there. I tell you, those fire ants.
I'm with you.
You got a fire ant bite you, and just tell me how loud you are.
You know, when I first came to meet my wife's family after we were engaged in Mississippi, we met at Bible College in Dallas. This is not a joke, folks, but my father-in-law, he's in heaven now, but he asked Diane and I to go and hoe. He had a peanut patch, and I guess we just wanted to see how this city boy would, and he said, would you go out and help her, you know, hoe? And I said, absolutely. So we went out there barefoot, and my wife pointed to an ant bed and said, be careful, those are fire ants, and if you step in them, they'll sting you. And I said, baloney.
You did not.
I did, too. I'd never heard of fire ants.
I did the same.
This is way back in 1981.
Yeah.
Yes, I did. And I said, what do you think this is, the Amazon, where the ants will sting you?
Oh, my word.
Well, later on, I wasn't paying attention, stepped in another one, and learned the power of the fire ant.
Yeah. I'm with it. I moved to Mississippi in 1985, and I was doing some work, and I saw a cute little ant bed there where I'm from. Ant bed, they're just, the worst they can do is mess up a picnic.
Right.
You know, and they're just cute, adorable little ants. Yeah. I see this ant bed, so while I'm doing what I'm doing, I'm just kind of absentmindedly, I just start kicking it with my foot, and I thought, what has gotten on me? And I started spinning and running and swatting, and I'd never in my life heard of fire ants.
Fire ants. All right. Yep. That's the song Fire on the Mountain, Run, Boys, Run.
Legitimate pain.
That's where that song comes from, right there. That was the inspiration for that song. By the Hillbilly Cat.
I believe it.
All right, well, did we go ahead.
Did we reset our questions?
Done.
Here's what I've got.
Yeah.
First question, how many countries are there worldwide in which people drive on the left-hand side of the road? This is multiple choice. Is it 20, 30, or 50 countries? Second question, which Major League Baseball catcher was known for his unique position of catching while literally sitting on the ground? Third question, what is the world's longest dog sled race called? You know that famous race they have in Alaska each year. What's the name of the race?
What role did Cesar Romero fill in 19 TV episodes of Batman? The show Batman, the famous actor Cesar Romero, most of you should know this, but it hasn't been answered yet. Number two, what candy was developed so that soldiers wouldn't get their trigger fingers sticky? I guess this dates back to either World War I or World War II. I'm not sure when, but the candy was created and became wildly popular and still is today.
Candy, so they'd invent something today, it'd be your drone operating finger.
All right, back to the phones, Professor Ed.
All right, we go to Arkansas, and Chad is on the line. Chad, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Yes, thank you.
Chad, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
Mm-hmm. I'll do both, please.
Okay, which question you want to answer?
Oh, let me get the Major League Baseball catcher question.
Here's the question, Chad. Which Major League Baseball catcher was known for his unique position of catching while literally sitting on the ground?
I will say Tony Pena.
Yes, that's right.
Yes, that's right.
You're exactly
right.
Did
he have that leg, one of those legs extended?
Yes.
Yeah, it was quite the sight to see, and he did that for years. He was an all-star catcher for, I don't know, 10, 15 years, played for the Pittsburgh Pirates and the St. Louis Cardinals.
Well, I was surprised how many teams he played for.
Oh, did he play for more than that?
Pirates, Cardinals, Red Sox, Indians, White Sox, and Astros. And you're right, that one leg was just extended like you'd just be sitting on the ground, and the other leg sort of folded behind him.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't want to see him today, though.
Yeah. That's probably true about most catchers, but especially for him.
He walks a little funny. That's all I say about that.
Hey, good job, Chad. What's your question for us?
Okay, I live in a small town in Arkansas called Paragould. This is a trivia question. It's actually the only Paragould in the world. But in 1941, Paragould hosted the world premiere of what movie that starred Betty Davis, Jimmy Durante, Ann Sheridan, and Monty Woolley, among others?
Wow, that's a pretty big
Jimmy
deal.
Jimmy Durante. Ha-cha-cha-cha.
Yes.
All our young people know that name. Jimmy Durante. Man. You guys?
Yeah, I'm stumped.
Jimmy Durante, that was a four. People started having nose jobs.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I'm not even sure anything he could have. I don't even know how much help he could have.
Cosmetic surgery wasn't very popular back in that day. What now? What's your question?
What movie? What popular movie in Paragould?
I don't know.
Yeah, we're stopped. You got us, Chad. That's a good lineup.
Batman 3.
Batman Returns?
Yeah, I think it was. Yeah. Yeah. And
what's the answer, Chad?
Well, the movie is called The Man Who Came to Dinner.
The man who came for dinner.
Boy, if that doesn't make you want
to see a
movie.
The man who came to dinner,
yes. What title does. Huh? I'm there. What was it about?
I'd have to look it up, but I've never seen it, obviously. But one of the co-stars is actually from Paragould or lived in Paragould for a time.
Huh.
And he got the world premiere in December of 1941 to come back to Paragould. So.
You know, that's very cool, actually.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Thanks, Chad.
You know, Jimmy Durante. Thank you, Chad. Jimmy Durante for years after that did the ab.
The ab blaster?
Yeah, the ab blaster.
Ab blaster commercial.
I saw that. And W.C. Fields. Yeah. They were doing that together. Yeah,
and they preceded Jack LaLanne.
Get away, my boy.
As far as fitness,
you bother me.
As far as fitness gurus, you know, American fitness gurus.
Ah, yes. You want to have abs like this? Man.
What's his name? What's the other guy?
Jimmy Durante.
Yeah. If you want to have abs like me and Jimmy Durante, here's what you do, boy.
My little chickadee.
Our young people have.
We got time for one more call.
Brent is over there. Brent, how old are you?
He's in his 30s.
30. He has no idea who we're talking about.
He's probably heard of Jimmy Durante. Everybody has. Hadn't you?
No, they haven't.
Yeah. Oh, they haven't.
He's lying.
All right, go ahead. Do we have time for? Go ahead, Ed. Try to take it.
All right, one more. We go to Mississippi. We stay in Mississippi. Hal is on the line. Hal, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Yes, I've got a question to ask you.
Mm-hmm.
What year? And how many touchdowns? And what name? And it was the Mississippi State Ole Miss game. And what year was this? And I'm not going to give you the year, but he scored, I think 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 touchdowns.
Are you talking about a football player that played for Mississippi State or Ole Miss?
No. He played for Ole Miss.
He played for Ole Miss. Right. He scored seven touchdowns.
He scored seven touchdowns.
When you get through off.
In one game. And what was the player's name?
Was it?
And what year?
Well, man, you're talking.
Archie Manning?
No, I know. That's a good guess, but I think it was the guy that played for the New York Giants for all those years. Back in the 50s or 40s even. Well, who was it? Answer the question.
Yeah, who was it?
It was Showboy Borkin. And he scored. The longest one was 89 yards. And the final score was 49. Showboy Borkin.
Yeah,
and it was 1949.
Okay, he played for Mississippi State or Ole Miss?
Ole Miss.
He played at Ole Miss.
Okay.
Wow, that's great.
Seven touchdowns in a game.
Wow.
Thank you, Hal.
That beats my backyard record.
We'll be back after 5 minutes, folks. Come back.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.